Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You may have seen it yourself. There were only a few seconds left on the clock, probably time for just one more shot, when Chris Webber called timeout. It was the NCAA championship game. That's the equivalent of the World Series of college basketball. Webber was a powerful, experienced player, one of the best in college basketball. He took the ball and charged toward the basket when he found himself boxed in a corner with two players guarding him. That's when he called timeout. The problem was, though, there were no more timeouts for his team. To win, his team had to score in the next few seconds. Calling timeout was a fatal mistake. He'll undoubtedly remember that for the rest of his life. But after that, life went on. Yes, it may have cost him a championship game, but it didn't cost him his life. He still succeeded and now has a career. I've been thinking that when life has you boxed in a corner and you desperately want to call time out, there are situations when, if you don't have a game plan and know what you're going to do before they swarm all over you, you are in just as much trouble as our friend Webber. That's part of the reason that discipline and training are so vitally necessary. In the military, procedures are practiced time and time again, so when the crisis comes, you instinctively do the right thing, the thing that will protect you, and you do it without thinking. I've been with some people who wanted to call time out to rethink their futures, but there wasn't the opportunity or the time left to do it. Some were on hospital beds, having been the victim of a drunk driver. Some were in the corner financially, and they suddenly said, "God, get me out of this mess. I'm in big trouble, and I need a miracle right now." Others had ignored the signs that told them a marriage was going sour, and they ignored it until disaster was striking at the door. It was too late for time out. I've noticed recently that scores of people have become disillusioned and disappointed with God over certain things which happened to them. Not having decided ahead of time how to cope with difficulty when the crisis came, they wanted to call out, "Time out," but the clock kept running. The game whistle blew, and they lost. So they blame God. It's his fault. Or is it? Webber knew the rules. He just forgot. That's understandable in the excitement of a game, but when it comes to your life and your understanding of God, it's amazing how few of us really know the rules. We have a Bible that tells us how to play the game of life, but we seldom read it. We think of God as a gracious Father who will bend the rules when we ask and give us all the timeouts we need, even if it means putting issues of life and death on hold. Friend, you need to decide ahead of time that is for you and your house, you will serve God, then do it. It means commitment. It also has to include a knowledge of right and wrong, knowing what the rules of the game really are. I've seen more than a few who prayed for time out on a deathbed, or when bankruptcy was looming, or a marriage was on the rocks, but the clock kept running. It was too late. When you're boxed in the corner, to win, you've got to know ahead of time what you're going to do, then do it instinctively. God is a gracious, loving Father, but to everything there is a time and a season, and when time's up, He's not only the Father, He's the timekeeper as well. There is a season to everything, and right now, my time's up. There are times when you can call for time out. It's great. You can back up and you can look at a situation and decide what is the right thing to do. There are other times when it's too late. You just have to act instinctively. Decide ahead of time, you will do the right thing. You can go to our homepage at guidelines.org and download or print what you've just heard. It's simply guidelines.org.